Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Pharma. Remember when we said the Senate might be up for grabs? Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt is reporting that Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick came to Washington in late July to make the case that President Trump needs to come to Texas to help boost turnout for Senator Ted Cruz's campaign. Another Republican who looks like he is in trouble? Scott Walker in Wisconsin. Natasha Kurecki was on the ground for us in Green Bay and is reporting that Democrats believe they have him cornered and are primed to take him out this cycle. A heads up, the government shuts down in 21 days and Election Day is in 57 days. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Trump administration is going to close the Palestine Liberation Organization's offices in Washington. National Security Advisor John Bolton is also expected to threaten sanctions in a speech today. The Washington Post is up with a story on how Ron DeSantis, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Florida, spoke at racially charged events, appearing at the David Horowitz Freedom Center conferences in 2013, 2015, 2016, and 2017. On the 2020 front, Natasha is also reporting that Michael Avenatti would base his 2020 presidential campaign in St. Louis. The attorney for Stormy Daniels hasn't decided whether to get in the race or not. NBC News is reporting that Trump's national security team is about to crack down on North Korea as the country is still making nuclear weapons. And on the media front, CNN is reporting that Les Moonves is out at CBS effective immediately after a number of sexual misconduct allegations. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president is having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.